With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. The Montana State Health Department confirmed 407 new cases of COVID-19 today, as well as 16 more deaths from the coronavirus. More than 1,200 Montanans have died from COVID-19 since the pandemic began. According to the state's COVID tracking website, over 86,000 Montanans have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and nearly 18,000 are fully immunized after receiving both doses. Demand for the vaccine continues to severely outpace availability. The state reports Montana's federal vaccine allocation is about 13,000 doses per week. Lewis and Clark County health officials are warning residents about scam vaccine appointments offered by third-party websites such as Eventbrite. Health officials encourage residents to rely only on official sources and to contact the police if they suspect their personal information was taken. Every county is handling vaccine appointments a little differently. Some ask residents to call a scheduling number at a specific time, others offer online registration, while others reach out to residents when it's their turn. County health departments are getting incredibly high numbers of calls each day and are asking residents to refer to official county websites for vaccine information in their local area. The Montana House today offered its support to a bill that would give lawmakers more say over how federal emergency aid is spent in between legislative sessions. Kevin Trevlin reports for YPR News.
Republican Representative Lou Jones said during a House debate that lawmakers have ceded too much appropriations power to the governor's office during declared emergencies. As an example, Jones cited Federal CARES Act coronavirus relief that former Democratic Governor Steve Bullock allocated during the legislature's interim period last year.
Certainly, on a $1.25 billion spend, we maybe should have weighed in.
The legislature has power over the state purse while in session. House Bill 159 would require a legislative committee to poll lawmakers during an interim period on whether to accept a governor's plan to spend federal emergency grants exceeding 5% of the state general fund, which was $108 million last year. Jones said the coronavirus pandemic is the only emergency that would have required legislative spending approval under House Bill 159 over the last 30 years. The proposal passed its second House reading by a 91-9 vote. It's expected to pass third reading Thursday, after which it would move to the Senate. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
Families of workers who die on the job could receive more money under a new bill backed by trade unions in committee Wednesday. James Bradley with the University of Montana's Legislative News Service reports.
Currently, the estates of people killed at work are entitled up to $4,000 from their workers' compensation insurance. House Bill 198 would allow up to $10,000. Butte Democrat Representative Derek Harvey sponsored the bill and said about 10 workers' compensation cases each year involve a death. The hearing drew 14 supporters. Jack McBroom is the business manager for the regional chapter of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. He said he spoke for more than just union workers.
It's not a union or a non-union thing. It's the decent thing to do.
The bill's two opponents said they didn't oppose the increased payout, but said the bill was too vague. The committee is expected to vote on the bill Friday.
This is Montana Public Radio.